Good afternoon. Today is Saturday, May 11th, and your Conscientious Education Conference Committee is here today. We are ready to adopt some sames and similars. We have staff passing out that list. And just so members have an idea of what to expect, I'll give you the page number and the article number of the same and similar so you can take a look at it. And then we'll entertain a motion to adopt those. So the first one, members, is on in Article 1 on page R2. This deals with the education, residence, and transportation. And we are, I move that we adopt. Oh, okay, sir, certainly. Is everybody there?
No, it looks like we're business.
Okay. We will adopt Article 1, Section 3 of the House language, Paragraph C, and Senate Paragraph D. And have you all had a chance to look at that language?
Madam Chair?
I've got R2A1.
So I've got a pile of a bunch of different lists here, so I'm just trying to sort through.
Mr. Chair, Representative Pinto, the list that we have prepared is on a legal or a 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
It's dated May 11th, 2019, 2 p.m. The first column lists the article number and page number. Then it lists the description in both the House section where it is in the Senate section. So then, does everyone have that paper in front of them?
Madam Chair, if
on a letter, not legal.
This is on a letter sized paper? Great.
And then, Madam Chair, then I have two legal-sized documents that are something separate, I guess.
Those are not. Those have not been passed out from the Senate. I'm not sure what they entail.
Okay, I'm just.
So I know we have a lot of documents from many previous days as well. All right. So if everyone could turn to page R2 of Article 1, just to get yourselves acquainted with the language.
Madam Chair?
And I think we'll have staff probably go through which each of these are first. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, as you said, the on the list you distributed, the first item is on R2A1. It's House Section 3 and Senate Section 1. These companion sections are quite similar, and the differences appear to be technical only. And what the Senate recommends is to adopt the section using House Paragraph C and Senate Paragraph D.
I would make that motion. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, just a quick inquiry. Looking at this letter-sized landscape document that you've referenced, I see the 5th column over labeled category, and I see this is labeled tech. What does that mean in this setting? Because I don't see this as a technical change. Mr. Arneson described the difference as it's technical, and I'm just wanting us to be clear in our language here.
Madam Chair, very good question. So the column-headed category, on this sheet there are essentially three categories, same, tech, and a category called very similar. And as Chair Dabney described, tech in this sense means the differences, not that the proposal is technical, but the differences between the two sides are technical, or appear to be technical.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
Any further discussion?
Sure.
Representative Pinto.
Thank you. So just a few questions. Well, I understood the motion to be to adopt the House language on Subdivision 2C and then the Senate language on 2D, which is at the top of page R3. So first, I'm going to have a couple of questions just to make sure I'm understanding. Am I understanding that correct first?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Madam Chair, as I understand that, line 4.20, then we'd be using the word pupil rather than student because that's from the House language.
Correct.
And then line 4.23, I'm wondering if that might be an error The way this reads, then, if we go with the Senate language, is for a homeless pupil with an individualized education program enrolled in a program, and I'm the newest person in this area, but I guess I thought the term was individual education plan, but am I? But please, somebody correct me, because I may be wrong about that.
Madam Chair, I believe elsewhere in the code, these IEPs are referred to as individualized education programs.
And Madam Chair, is that phrase individualized education program then a broader phrase would encompass both a plan, but also, because I can imagine an advantage to that. I just want to make sure I understand the choice we're making. So, Council, I guess.
Ms. Butler.
Madam Chair and members, an IEP is actually a program, not plan.
Oh.
So that's
widely misunderstood, Madam Chair. Maybe narrowly misunderstood by me. But in any case, okay, good.
Thank you.
And so, Madam Chair, it looks like, as I'm reading it, it appears that those are sort of the decision points here, is going with pupil rather than student on line 4.20 and program. And I guess I'm being told that it changed from plan to program about 10 years ago. So if I had any knowledge, then it would have also be out of date. But I've got both those problems. So, okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for the good discussion. Senator Wicker.
Madam Chair, I think this will be the last thing I say on this. But if there's any doubt on anything we're going to adopt, it's not irrevocable. We can always bring it back.
Yes, and thank you. Senator Wicker, we also can set it aside. We believe we went over these in depth yesterday. We believe that there's nothing controversial. We think we picked the more clear language out of each. But if there is, we'll gladly set them aside. So good discussion, and we want everyone to have their questions answered, which is why I'll be referring to the page number and the article number so you all can see the language. Any further discussion then? All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 3, House Paragraph C, and Article 1, Section 1, Senate Paragraph D. All those in favor?
I think you're saying section. Oh, pardon me. Yes. Pardon.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Adopted.
Kind of feel like we deserve a round of applause. Yes.
So, all right. And now, members, we're still in Article 1. Please flip to page R5, and you will see that we will be looking at House Article 110. Actually, Mr. Arneson, I'm going to have you run through these.
Madam Chair, the next same section, and in this case, the language is identical. It's on page R5A1, House Section 10, Senate Section 2. This is the first of three sections relating to non-public textbook aides.
All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 10, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 2, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted.
Members, turn the page to R6A1. House Section 11, Senate Section 3 are identical, and again related to non-public individualized instructional aides.
All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 11, which is the same as Senate Article Section 3, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section begins right at the very bottom of page R6A1. It's the last of the sections about the non-public aides. They're identical except for the House effective date, and the Senate recommendation is to adopt the House language.
All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 12, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 4, signify by saying aye. Let me get my ruler first.
13. Yes. Madam Chair, I believe it might be Section 13 in the motion, but I could be wrong. Got it.
Yes. Well, excuse me. Correct. It is House Article 1, Section 12 that we adopt because it has the correct effective date. We are not adopting the Senate language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next section is on page R8, A1, Board Control of Extracurricular Activities. These sections, likewise, are identical except for the effective date, and the Senate recommendation is to adopt the House language in Article 1, Section 13.
All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 13, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R16A1, and it's the first of the series of sections relating to local optional and referendum allowance swaps.
And Mr. Arneson, I'm wondering if it might be permissible, I think, to adopt all of the sections together. Can we do that? They are the same members. I want to give you all a moment to take a look at the referendum language. It is the same language, and that would be in Article 1, Section 18. Maybe we'll adopt them separately, just to be clear. But I want to make sure you do have all the language in front of you. Okay, all those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 18, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 14, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? No. Adopted. I'll remind folks these are also the governor's recommendations. All those in favor of adopting House Article 1, Section 18, I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 21, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 16. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Next, on page R19, I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 25, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 17. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Section is adopted. Next, we're on R21. I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 27, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 18. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Next, members, are on R22. I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 28, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 19. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Members, are page R23. I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 29, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 20. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Members, we're on page R24. I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 31, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 22. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Article is adopted. And we are on page R24 again. I move that we adopt House Article 1, Section 32, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 23. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next item in the list in Article 1 is on the last page of Article 1, page R36. And it is the repealer. The provisions are not identical, as members will note, and the differences aren't purely technical, though the differences, members may think of some of the differences as quite similar.
And Mr. Arneson, would you, we talked about them earlier when we did the side-by-side. Could you just review the Senate language includes a few more repealers? Could you include,
right.
could you further describe what those are?
So, Madam Chair, I'll start with the common items. So the House repeals the under 126C17 subdivision 9A is the board, the authority for board-approved referendum allowances. And the provision under 127A.14 is the authority for the commissioner to purchase individual annuity contracts for employer retirement plans. The Senate also carries those provisions. In addition, the Senate proposes to repeal Section 123A.26 subdivision 3, which is authority for districts to request direct payment to third parties. And this was carried in the supplemental bill last year, and it's our understanding that this authority is unused and has never been requested by a district.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Could you repeat
yes, that? Chair Yuki.
Thank you. Can you repeat that repealer number?
Sure. Madam Chair and Chair Yuki, 123A.26, subdivision 3.
Thank you.
The second item that's on the Senate side only is a proposed repeal of Section 125A.75, subdivision 9, which is an annual required report of special ed litigation costs. It's the Senate's understanding that these costs are reported on the UFARS system. The data is readily available, and this would be a reduction in reporting requirements for school districts. The third Senate-only provision is a proposed repeal of Section 126C.16, subdivisions 1 and 3, and these relate to a conversion of referendum allowances quite a number of years ago, and the Senate views them as obsolete.
Thank you, Mr. Arneson. Any further discussion, members?
Just, Madam Chair, I'd urge my members to support the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, no. I want to make sure I made that motion. I'm not sure that I stated it. We adopted House Article 1, Section 43, and the Senate.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I think the motion would be adopt
yes, yes.
Article 1, Senate Section 32.
Correct. Okay. And we'll just revote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no.
Madam Chair, a quick question about that.
Yes.
I may. I noticed the effective date is not on the Senate side. I guess that will mean that then they'll become effective August 1. I'm just confirming this with research. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
July 1.
Or July 1, I suppose. Okay. I'm thinking of the criminal laws. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, we are cruising right along here. We're in Article 2. Is that Ms. Butler or Mr. Arneson?
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on R18 of Article 2. This would be House Section 11 and Senate Section 7. These provisions are identical in both both sides and relate to the state growth target.
I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 11, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 7. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No. The same articles are adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R21A2. It's House Section 12 and Senate Section 8. Differences here are technical, and in order to increase the readability of this section with the clausing, the Senate proposes to adopt the Senate language.
If we can pause for a moment. Just
yes, take a minute to look at that.
They're structured quite differently. All right.
Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair.
Chair Yuki.
It looks like the Senate language also has an effective date and the House doesn't. I think that's probably okay, but just wanted to check with folks.
With the council? Yes. Mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. We think it's the same as the last one.
How do we record that in a minute?
July 1. All right. All those in, I make a motion that we adopt House Article 2, Section 12. Senate side. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 8.
Senate Article
2, Section 8. Yes. I'd love all this help. Thank you so much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The article is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R28A2. It's House Section 24 and Senate Section 11. I believe the differences here are technical. And the Senate recommendation is to adopt Article 2, Section 11 of the Senate language.
I'm moving a little slower than you folks are right now. Mm-hmm. Can I get the citation again, please?
R28. Okay. The House language is Article 2, Section 24, and the Senate language is Article 2, Section 11.
Madam Chair, 22 versus 11, am I right about that?
24.
Okay.
And Mr. Arneson, the reason we adopted the Senate language, which was that technical correction?
Madam Chair, I think the differences are essentially grammatical. If members have a preference that is contrary to this list, you know, I think the effect is the same.
Okay. My folks like the Senate language today.
Okay.
On this one.
All right. I move then that we adopt Article 2, Section 11. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article has been adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item is on the next page, R29A2, House Section 25 and Senate Section 10 are identical.
Mm-hmm. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 25, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 10. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The articles pass.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R30. House Section 26 and Senate Section 11 are identical.
I'll make sure everybody has a chance to look at that. They're just the same?
These are
identical.
Madam Chair, and this is more of the PSEO language?
Yes. Okay. It's the governor's language as well.
No, excuse me. This is... The people for PSEO?
Yes.
Advocacy work?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
All right. All those, I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 26, which is the same as Senate Article 1, Section 11. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Article is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R42. Members are there. It's House Section 30 and Senate Section 17. And this is the first of a series of sections relating to the Minnesota Foundation for Student Organizations, and all of these sections are identical.
So, members, if you could take just a few minutes to read those through to R44, and we'll just adopt them one after the other. All right. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 30, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 17. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, no. The article is adopted. Next on our list, members, again, Minnesota Foundation for Students. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 31, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 18. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Adopted. Is there a question? Okay. Members, I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 32, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 19. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Articles adopted. Members, I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 33, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 20. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. The article's adopted.
Yep. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. Was that?
Mr. Chair.
Was that Article 30?
33. 33.
Excuse me. Okay.
Section 33. Article 2, Section 33.
Yep. Okay.
Members, this is on R44. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 34, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 21. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Articles adopted. We have one more in this section, members, again on R44. Same language. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 35, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 22. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Article adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item begins on the very bottom of page R45, and the language actually is on the top of page R46. This relates to the resolution of concurrence for American Indian programs, and the language is identical in both bodies.
So everyone had a chance to look at that. Okay. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 38, which is identical to Senate Article 2, Section 23. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Articles are adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R47. House, Section 40, and Senate, Section 24, relating to the admin transfer for achievement and integration revenue, are identical in both sides.
Everybody had a chance to see that. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 40, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 24. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R48, House, Section 46, and Senate, Section 25, relating to the definitions for the Literacy Incentive Aid Program. Mm-hmm. It's identical in both bodies.
Members had a chance to read that. I move that we adopt House Article 2, Section 46, which is the same as Senate Article 2, Section 25. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R58. and it is House Section 54 and Senate Section 28 relating to dual PSEO agreements for the Breckenridge School District. These have technical differences in the head note, and the Senate also provides an effective date for the authority, and the Senate recommendation is to adopt the Senate language.
I want to give members a chance to take a look at that. Seeing no questions,
Madam Chair.
No. Ms. Chair Joachim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Was Breckenridge okay with the effective date?
Madam Chair, I think in the on the House language, in the absence of an effective date, it's sort of implied to be the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. All right. All those in favor of, excuse me, I move that we adopt House Article 2. Excuse me, I move that we adopt Senate Article 1.
Article 2.
Article.
Madam Chair, this is a goofy thing because in the Senate bill, it's in Article 1, but in the side-by-side, it's in Article 2. So I think as long as members know what they're doing, I think you could make the motion Senate Article 1, 28.
Let's make the motion, but you all know what you're reading here, which is pretty interesting.
It's so nice that Mr. Arneson has that much confidence in members.
True. So the motion before us is to adopt Senate Article 1, Section 28.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The article, section, is adopted.
Madam Chair, that's the last item on the list in Article 2.
All right, members, we'll move on to Article 3. Mr. Arneson.
Members, the first item on the list in Article 3 is on page R5. And this, has technical differences between the two bodies. It's House Section 11 and Senate Section 2, and the Senate recommendation is to adopt the House language.
The motion is to.
Representative Pinto.
Does someone have a question?
Representative Pinto.
Chair Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just confirming, so the recommendation is to adopt the House language on this one. And I'm wondering about the distinction between reduced members' compensation benefits, and sorry that you got a lawyer on the team, so my apologies. Members' compensation benefits for the members' absence versus because of the members' absence. I'm wondering if there's a particular. I assume that we're using the word must versus shall for a reviser's reason, but wondering about the for rather than because of. If we just have an explanation for why choosing, I'm happy to have us choose the House in general, but just want to understand.
Chair Pinto?
Yes.
That is definitely a lawyerly question. We're going to refer that to Ms. Butler.
Ms. Chair, members, the Senate believed to give the House something.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. We want to keep the House members happy.
How about, Madam, if you'll would be okay with a possible friendly amendment to toss out. To have go with the House must not reduce and the Senate because of the members' absence, if that's okay with. I've not run that with my house over past my house team. what a lovely thing, right?
Then there you go.
So, Chair Pinto, you're keeping us all happy. So, with that. Chair Pinto, would you like to repeat your motion or your amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so the amendment to the motion, I guess, would replace the word for in line 107.18 on the House side with the phrase because of. That would be the amendment to your motion.
All those in favor of the amendment to the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. The amendment to the motion has been adopted. And now, members, the motion is as amended. I move that we adopt House Article 3, Section 11, as amended by the Pinto Amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? No. The amended motion has been adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next item in the list is on page R19 and continues on to the subsequent page. It's House Section 37 and Senate Section 8 relating to mandatory reporting. I believe the only difference between these two sections is that in the very beginning of the House paragraph A, the House includes the article before each noun in that series. And I think later in the section, the articles in the existing language, the articles aren't included. So for the sake of consistency with existing language, the Senate proposes to adopt the Senate language.
Just trying to shrink the size of the statute books?
Absolutely. Why use a word when you don't need it?
There you go.
All right.
I like it.
I move that we adopt our Senate Article 3, Section 8. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The language is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R38. This is House Section 53 and Senate Section 12. I believe the differences here are technical, and the recommendation from the Senate is to adopt the House language.
Give everybody a chance to look that over.
Participants versus participating.
I might.
Chair Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm reluctant to do this again, but I think I might prefer the Senate.
Stop with that.
Chair Pinto, we got a chair right over here for you.
Be careful what you wish.
Exactly. And you'll be stuck with this all the time, Madam Chair. You don't want that. Anyway, I I'm not quite sure, so.
No, Madam Chair.
Chair Yuki.
It does seem a little clearer to say participating students versus participants, but I defer to counsel to see if it really is a difference in language.
Members, we have a huge dilemma here. Both have great language, and we can adopt either one, but there seems not to be a significant change either way. So I suggested that we adopt the House language, but we're more than willing to adopt the Senate language if you prefer.
I think, Madam Chair, I think I would. I'd be worried, actually, as I'm looking at this, that participants might could be read to be talking about the grant recipients. We want to make sure it's referring to students. So I would, in this case, would actually suggest that we would adopt the Senate language.
Members. The motion is to adopt the Senate language, House in Senate Article 3, Section 12. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The language is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next item begins on page R41. And these would be House Section 57 and Senate Section 12. And this is another one of the items that I think couldn't fairly be described as only technical differences, so perhaps leave it to the members to sort out which to adopt.
You know, Madam Chair, I think we're comfortable with the Senate language on this one. I'll pull a Pinto here.
Right. Well, Chair Dabney, we're comfortable with the Senate language, too.
Well, good.
All right. The motion is that we adopt Senate Article 5, Section 12. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted. The article is adopted.
Madam Chair, then that is the last of the items in Article 3, so members could move to Article 4. The first item on the list is on page R4 of Article 4. And the companion provisions are House Section 3 and Senate Section 3. And again, the differences here, I think, couldn't be characterized as purely technical, so perhaps the members can sort it out.
Mr. Arneson, can you give us that page number again?
R4 of Article 4. It's House Section 3 and Senate Section 3.
I assume that the way we're going, we're working well together, and that if we get to a point where we're not, we'll set that provision that we're going to pretty much sit on the other side and come back to it.
Senator Wicker, I want to thank you for being here today. I know that you have an important wedding to go to, and so we will continue on. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Chair Youakim.
On this language, I would suggest the House language. We had quite a discussion in committee on this, and a way to reduce the amount of time the whole entire team is spending versus the appropriate members of the individual education program team was what folks wanted, because that was the whole point of adopting some of the new OM provisions, was to reduce paperwork and reduce time spent by teachers. So I would recommend the House language.
Chair Youakim, we're going to set that aside. This was highly contentious in the Senate and in our hearing, so we're going to set this aside. Okay. We'll pull that out. Chair Youakim, did I?
Yeah, Madam Chair, could I ask what the discussion was in the Senate that was contentious, so we can go to the right folks and chat with them and see what the concerns were? I thought we had had an agreement in the House. That's all I'm asking.
Chair Youakim. Actually, you know, we had discussion on this in our staff meeting as well ahead of time, and we can take the House language. We do believe that it's just a tad gets more to the end result, and we think it will meet the needs of, it was, like I said, it was quite contentious, but we think that we've got to a good spot here. So with that, I make the motion that we adopt House Article 4, Section 3. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item in the list is the subsequent section there, House Sections 4 and Senate Section 4, and these are identical in both bodies.
I move that we adopt House Article 4, Section 4, which is the same as Senate Article Section 4. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, that was the last item on the list in Article 4.
Yes.
The next item is in Article 5 on the first page. And these provision in House Section 1 and Senate Section 1 are similar, though kind of 2 points of difference. Mm-hmm. The House makes reference to the Commissioner of Education, Human Services and Health, and a National Mental Health Advocate. And the Senate makes this the responsibility only of the Commissioner of Education, and together with the resources gathered by a Minnesota mental health advocate.
The Senate would move that we adopt the Senate language. You can see the difference between the national mental health advocates and the Minnesota mental health advocates. NAMI testified in committee that they have provided this curriculum before, and in fact, interestingly enough, I think other states are choosing this curriculum as well.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I can certainly appreciate wanting to keep it home and local, and that's certainly acceptable to the House. But I do wonder if the Commissioner of Health might have some insight that would be positive here. So I'm wondering if, again, you would accept an amendment to, and the Commissioner of Human Services. So on Senate Article 5, Section 1, page 83, line 23, after Commissioner, insert from the House language, in consultation with the Commissioner of Human Services and the Commissioner of Health. I think, yes.
Madam Chair, if the committee's desire is to make a combination, I think it might be easier to just, on the House side, 179.17, delete national and insert Minnesota, and then adopt the House language as amended.
That would certainly be agreeable to me, to us, if that would be agreeable to you, Madam Chair.
I think that's a good solution and a simplified way to do that. Yeah. So, members, I would amend my motion. Somebody can amend my motion. I can amend my own motion. I amend my own motion that we strike the word national on 179.17 and insert the word Minnesota. So all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The amendment to the amendment has been adopted. Then the full amendment would be, I move that we adopt House Article 5, Section 1, as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. It's adopted.
Thank you, Mr.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R5. This is the sunscreen provision. Mm-hmm. House Section 6 and Senate Section 9 are the same except for the immediate effective date in the House, and the Senate's recommendation is to adopt the House language.
Madam Chair.
Chair Yuki.
thank you, considering by the time we get out of here, knock on wood, there's still some time left in school where the sun's pretty warm. So.
There we go.
Appreciate it.
Yes, we believe that was a good catch, Chair Youakim. The motion is to adopt House Article 5, Section 6. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No for opposers. Article is adopted. Mr. Arnison.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R19, beginning at the very bottom of that page and spanning several pages. This is House Article 11 and Senate Section 10. The amended language is at the bottom of page R23. The language is this identical in both bodies relating to the Maltreatment of Minors Act.
I see that is exact same. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure members have a moment to review that. Okay. I move that we adopt House Article 5, Section 11, which is the same as Senate Article 5, Section 10. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Article is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item is on page R25. This is House Section 12 and Senate Section 11. This is language identical in both bodies coming from the governor's bill.
I move that we adopt House Article 5, Section 12, which is the same as Senate Article 5, Section 11. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Mr. Arnison.
Madam Chair, the next item is in Article 6. Madam Chair, the first item is on the first page of Article 6, House Section 1 and Senate Section 1, relating to the frequency of testing for lead in schools. They're the same except for the effective date. The House has a explicit July 1st effective date, and the recommendation is to adopt the House language.
Chair Youakim?
Madam Chair, just the House language on Section 1. Yes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Chair Pinto?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just asking counsel if the effective date would be July 1st, even in the absence of the House language. My guess is that it probably would be.
Yeah. Madam Chair, in a budget bill, if there's no effective date, the effective date is July 1st.
Okay. So if we want to pull a, I'll just leave it at that. Pull a Deputy Pinto. And not add another line, but I'll defer to my House Chair as to what he thinks. Maybe we just go with the Senate, Madam Chair, in that case.
Yes. Well, actually, we have proposed to take the House language with that explicit date, just to take it. So we'll say, I move that we adopt House Article 6, Section 1, which is the same as Senate Article 6, Section 1. We'll have to let the readers of our bill wonder why we wrote in an explicit.
It's a good thing we've got it on tape for the future historians.
Should they want to know.
Should they want. Someone will do a dissertation. It'll be important.
Yeah, we're just taking the House. So although the motion is to adopt House Article 6, Section 1, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Article's adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is the next section, Section 2 in the House and Section 2 in the Senate, relating to reporting requirements for lead testing. And the differences here aren't purely technical, so I'll leave it to members.
You know, Madam Chair, looking at these two, you know, you were kind enough to take the House language on Section 1. How about if we trade you for the Senate language on Section 2?
Sounds great.
All right.
Chugging right away, right along here. The motion, I move that we adopt Senate Article 6, Section 2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Article is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next section is on page R2, relating to disposal of surplus school computers. And the language here is the same except for the addition of Clause 5 on the Senate side. And the Senate's recommendation is to adopt the Senate language.
And just to mention, Clause 5 was an amendment from Senator
Newton
to be able to allow these donations to charitable organizations that are involved in educational use.
Madam Chair, from the House perspective, I think Article or Section 5 needs a little bit more work.
We'll set that aside.
Thank you.
We'll set aside that entire section right now. So, members, we will not do anything with that section at this moment.
Madam Chair, then the next section is on the bottom, begins on the bottom of page R3. This is relating to the B3 benchmarking system. And the language is quite similar with one exception between a may or must in the direction to school districts, and the Senate's recommendation is to adopt the House language.
You know, this is another one where there's some interest in the Senate language.
Well, we'll set it aside then.
Okay.
We had agreed to adopt the House language, but we can definitely set that aside.
Okay.
R8. Oh, Mr. Arneson, please go ahead.
Madam Chair, you're right. R8 is the next item. This is House Section 8, Senate Section 9, about joint powers authorities. Both bodies add service cooperatives to the definition of governmental unit. The Senate additionally adds charter school to that definition. And the Senate recommendation is to adopt the Senate language.
You know, Madam Chair, we seem to be on a theme here. We're going to change the theme here. We prefer the House language.
We'll set this one aside then.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list begins on the bottom of page R9. So the fund transfers. Mm-hmm. It says House Section 9 and Senate Section 12. The language for the Truman Transfer Authority is identical. The language for the Hopkins Transfer Authority is identical in Subdivision 3. The language for the Minnetonka Transfer Authority is quite similar in Subdivision 2, except that the Senate also authorizes the district to use the transferred funds for, in addition to an early childhood classroom addition, for a community education classroom addition. And the Senate recommendation is to adopt the Senate language.
Madam Chair, can Mr. Arneson clarify, repeat the, repeat what you just said.
Right. Madam Chair, the sections are identical, except for, if members will turn to the top of page R10, at on the Senate side, at line 111.20, the words or community education on the Senate side are the only difference in between the two bodies. And the Senate language would authorize Minnetonka to use the funds transferred from its community education reserve fund balance to be used for, in addition to an early childhood classroom addition, a community education classroom addition.
Madam Chair, I think that expanded use is fine.
Thank you. Members, the motion will be to adopt Senate Article 6, Section 9. 12. Section 12. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is an Article 8, the early childhood article.
H3.
And the item is on page R3 of Article 8. And it is House Section. I'll wait for members to get there.
Okay.
Again, on page R3, House Section 4 and Senate Section 1 are identical in both bodies and came from the governor's proposal.
The motion is to adopt House Article 8, Section 4, which is the same as Senate Article 8, Section 1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the next item on the list is on page R10. And the companion provisions are House Section 10 and Senate Section 9. This relates to the creation of the Early Learning Scholarship Account and the Special Revenue Fund. Mm-hmm. And the differences essentially are that the in paragraph C, the House makes the money in the Special Revenue Account available until it's spent. The Senate proposes to return unspent funds in that account to the general fund 4 years after the initial transfer.
The motion would be to adopt the Senate language. This was very important to our finance chair. Chair Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think the House would have concerns with that. I know that I would, and so it may be something we need to set aside, but as long as it's brought up, can you just describe a little bit about what the what your finance chair's concern was? I know that.
Yep, thank you. I'll have Ms. Hofer speak to that amendment that was added in the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I believe part of the reason that the Finance Chair was interested in adding a cancellation date was to comply with the budget rules. And while the budget rules are not necessarily binding, it would certainly be permissible to allow the funds to be available until spent. It is in keeping with the budget rules that all appropriations would have a cancellation date. That way the legislature wouldn't have to actively go in to cancel those funds if any were left available after a certain amount of time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess what I might ask, because I know that folks, we certainly want to have, if we've allocated funds for early learning, that it be used for that. But maybe as we set this aside, we could ask staff to connect because certainly I'd love to hear from our House fiscal staff. And I know we've got Ms. Adrian's here, so she may be able to make a comment now, but also just thinking perhaps we could get folks together. We want to be in compliance with budget rules, and we want to make sure the funds are as available as long as they can. So I don't know if Ms. Adrian's has anything that she can say.
Ms. Adrian's. Madam Chair and members, I would have to look. My understanding was that we have more concern over cancellation of funds in the general fund rather than if it's in a special revenue fund. But I certainly could be wrong about that, and we can speak more about it and update you in just a minute.
With your permission, Madam Chair.
We'll set that aside for now, members.
Thank you.
Mr. Arneson.
Mr. Arneson, the next, that's the last in Article 8, so the next one would be in Article 9. If members turn to page R3 of Article 9. This relates to the administration design of the education partnership pilots. The differences appear to be only technical. in clause 9 of the list at the top, near the top of page R4. And the Senate recommendation would be to adopt the House language, Article 9, Section 3 of the House language.
It doesn't appear to be rather technical.
Yes. All right. The motion is to adopt House Article 9, Section 3. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The article is adopted. Mr. Arneson.
Madam Chair, the last item on the list you distributed is essentially the entirety of the forecast article, Article 11. And members will know that the forecast article updates prior year appropriations or prior biennium appropriations for more recent pupil count estimates, more recent estimates for the sort of cost-based formulas. And so these sections 1 through 30 in Article 11 are identical in both the House and Senate language.
Seeing no discussion, the motion is to adopt House Article 11. This says Section 1 through 30, which is the same as Senate Article 11, Section 1 through 30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is adopted. Meeting is adjourned.